Relentless U.S.-led airstrikes on the Syrian city of Raqqa has prompted an outcry from Russia. Russian Deputy Speaker Irina Yarovaya has called on the United Nations to investigate the deadly attacks. This comes on the heels of an air raid that razed a hospital to the ground in Raqqa. Reports say the U.S.-led warplanes used phosphorus bombs in the attack. Yarovaya says hitting civilian targets raises the suspicion that the attacks are, quote, a disguised intention to destroy those who are not terrorists. The U.S.-led aerial operation in the Daesh bastion has left scores of civilians dead. The attacks have also infuriated the Syrian government. Damascus has already objected to the U.N. in a strongly worded letter. For more on that, let's bring in Max Egan. He's a radio host and political commentator out of Los Angeles. Mr. Egan, we're constantly getting reports about civilian casualties as a result of U.S.-led airstrikes in Raqqa, and this time round in a hospital and reportedly with phosphorus bombs. When, if ever, will the United States be held accountable?
Look, that's a good question. Will it ever be held accountable? It's a typical U.S. policy to go into a delicate situation and use a sledgehammer, and they're backflipping all over the place. They don't even know which side they're on. I mean, apparently they've been going in there and fighting against the Assad regime, and now they're apparently going in there and fighting for the Assad regime against the Daesh terrorists, but all they ever seem to hit is civilians. So what's going on here? They just got really bad aiming systems or what? But, you know, whenever the United States goes in there, we see an escalation in the conflict. Yeah, this is the United States policy. This is why it's been going on for so long, because the United States is not interested in ending the conflict. The United States is interested in continuing the conflict. It doesn't really care who it's bombing as long as it continues the conflict. And as you see, it's always civilians who cop the damage from all the strikes the United States puts on Syria. It doesn't matter where it is, it's always civilians that they hit. And a hospital this time, and using white phosphorus, how can you even possibly be claiming to be targeting terrorists if you're dropping white phosphorus, which is a banned chemical weapon anyway, which you have no right to be using, but it just kills indiscriminately entire neighborhoods. So how can you be claiming to do anything but disrupt the area and continue the conflict and, of course, create terrorists in the process? Because any sympathizers that might be there amongst the human shields that Daesh is using, which are usually innocent civilians, innocent Syrian civilians that are being held there as human shields, any of these people that, you know, might, you know, be a little bit annoyed at having their, you know, families killed by white phosphorus, these might suddenly turn and become sympathizers for Daesh and help these terrorists, because they're seeing the West as just a threat anyway. So the United States policy is just to bomb anybody they can and continue the conflict. I mean, they're the ones that have been supplying weapons to these people from the start anyway. So, you know, if the United Nations is going to be worth anything, then it needs to say something. But will it? Because it won't, because it's controlled by the power of veto, which is the United States anyway, and Israel and its allies. So it's just a joke, really. All Russia can really do is make noise about it and hope the international community stands up and starts to withdraw support from their governments.
Mr. Egan, the Russian Deputy Speaker Yarovaya has said, and I quote, "It's time to conduct post-flight analysis, both in literal and figurative meanings, and work out whether it was either total incompetence and criminal negligence or a disguised intention to destroy those who are not terrorists." Your take on that, sir?
Look, it's designed to disrupt the country, not to just destroy those who are not terrorists. I mean, it is criminal negligence, absolutely. But the underlying design of Daesh and the underlying design of ISIS is to destroy Muslim infrastructure. I mean, look what they've done. They've bombed Syria into oblivion. Look what they did to Aleppo. Look what they've done to all of these cities. Look what they did to Iraq. Everything they can that is any ancient Muslim infrastructure, they're working to destroy. This is what the United States is doing. It goes way beyond criminal negligence. There seems to be a planned, coordinated attack to destroy this entire area. And if you can look a little bit deeper at it and look at things such as Oded Yunin's plan for Greater Israel, well, it really looks like that's the direction that they're heading, and that's what this whole war of terror in Syria seems to be supporting.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Max Egan, for sharing your thoughts with Press TV. That was Max Egan, radio host and political commentator out of Los Angeles.